This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, this is KYW's Dave Uram, Philadelphia Eagles. Very important NFC matchup against the Carolina Panthers Sunday in South Philadelphia. Hall of Fame football expert Ray Dininger joined us Friday morning on KYW News Radio to preview the game. Hey Ray, good morning. I see a Carolina team that barely beat the Giants and Cowboys at home, lost to the Falcons and Redskins on the road, and got a quality win against Cincinnati. What do you make of them?
Still trying to figure it out. I think we've reached that point in the season where you begin to separate the real from what's not real, and you begin to decide which teams are built for the long haul and which teams maybe just had hot starts and their records are deceiving. And I think the Panthers are that kind of team, and maybe to some degree the Eagles, this edition of the Eagles, are that team. So I think that's what makes this Sunday's game very fascinating, is that one or both of these teams are going to kind of declare themselves. And the one thing about the Panthers is that they have really been two different teams. They've been good at home. They're 3-0 at home, but they have not been very good on the road, 0-2 on the road, and they have to come to Philadelphia to play the Eagles. So I think that weighs heavily in the Eagles' favor.
And factoring all that in, Ray, what's your prediction for Sunday afternoon?
Well, the Eagles' defensive issues, when you talk about the Panthers, you really start with Cam Newton. I mean, he's good enough that if he's on his game, he can be a one-man wrecking crew, both running the ball and throwing the ball. And we know the Eagles' defense has had some issues, but the Panthers are not a team that's a deep down the field, throw the ball vertical type of offense. They're kind of a dink and dunk underneath kind of game. Their best receiving threat is Christian McCaffrey, and it's mostly check down stuff out of the backfield. And of course, the Eagles, when they've given up big plays, they tend to be big plays down the field. So the plays that have hurt the Eagles before are not the kind of plays that Carolina has been running this year. So I think that leans towards the Eagles, and also again, home field advantage I think is huge in this. And Carolina doesn't really have a very good history of playing well in Philadelphia other than that one championship game. So for all of those reasons, I'm going to pick the Eagles to make it two in a row with a 27-20 victory.
27-20 Eagles is what Ray's predicting. Ray, thank you for your time this morning. Looking forward to watching you on TV this weekend and hearing from you next week.
Thank you, David. Take care. Have a great weekend.
And you can listen to Ray Dininger on KYW News Radio the last weekday morning leading up to an Eagles game and the first one after an Eagles game. He's on at 8:15. You can use your mobile device to tune in as well, downloading the radio.com app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.